Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to No Ordinary Psychic Radio with the Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson and Ruby's Fire. Per New York laws, this service is provided for entertainment purposes only, and no guarantees are implied or stated. You must be 18 years old to receive a reading and to make any purchases. These readings are not a substitute for professional, legal, financial, medical, or psychiatric advice or care. Please seek the advice of a trained medical doctor about any health concerns. Any decision you make, because of a reading, you do so on your own free will. You release Ruby's Fire, the Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson, and No Ordinary Psychic Radio, www.nopr.info, and any guest psychic of the evening of any and all liability resulting from use or misuse of information attained from this show. Readings are subject to the client's interpretation.
I am not hearing anything.
Neither am I. That's very strange. Ruby?
Ruby? Well, here we are. Okay.
Welcome to No Ordinary Psychic Radio. I'm Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson. My co-host is Ruby's Fire, and our beautiful guest tonight is Jennifer Farley.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I don't know. Where did Ruby go?
I don't know, Ruby.
I don't know where she went. She was there. Hello?
Ladies?
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
There you
Hi.
Are. Yay!
I have no idea what's going on, so if everybody can hear a double conversation or trailback, I'm sorry. I had to put my phone on a speaker tonight. So please forgive me. Cassandra, did you do the intro?
I did, but I didn't do the phone number because I may have forgotten it.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and I guess I'll just go with the part about everybody, please check out www.nopr.info or definitely call in 323-843-6064 where you can listen live on the air or participate in tonight's conversation. Or if you want, like I said, you can just follow this link if you're on Facebook, and you can view everything or listen to it at a later date at your own discretion. So good evening, Jennifer, and welcome back.
Hello. It was such a pleasure to be asked back so soon. It was very, very exciting. I was like, yay! So I do appreciate that.
We are definitely in a transitional period where everybody's starting to embrace and really, really go with the flow of wanting to heal. And we had such a positive outpouring of viewer response in regards to your last visit. So thank you for coming back so quickly. And we also have a special announcement to all the listeners out there that you agreed to come back once a month to do a show on Theta Healing.
Yes, I have. So yes, I'm very excited about it. And it's such an opportunity to cover all different kinds of topics. And anybody who's listening or listens to this podcast, you know, afterwards, get a hold of Ruby. Send her ideas of what you want to hear, you know, or what you would like to work on, or what you'd like more discussions about. And we'll just go with the flow and have creator point us in the right direction.
Exactly. And tonight's topic is forgiving and forgiveness. And last week we did, energetic releases and releasing negative energies the last time you were on the show. And, tonight is going to be about forgiving. I don't say forgetting, but just forgiving and forgiveness. And it's very important. So I want to go ahead and give you the mic to go ahead and just start, you know, talking about. And occasionally Cassandra and I are going to jump in.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Okay. This topic came up, and I think it's kind of apropos that it comes right before Mother's Day. Because, especially with the family connections, we have a challenging time, you know, releasing those old hurts, releasing those resentments and those grudges to actually move forward as a human being and as a spiritual person, the spiritual being having this human experience. Forgiveness and forgiving is a huge aspect of that, because if you hold on to that negative stuff, like the resentments and the grudges and things like that, it really takes up a lot of your energy and it takes up a lot of your time to keep feeding those. And if your energy's all tied up back there, you can't do all kinds of really cool new stuff and keep growing. So another reason why, yes, that's the reason why Creator pointed me in this direction. Or pointed us in this direction, actually.
It's actually really good, you know, direction to be going, especially like you said with the Mother's Day coming in. And, you know, as we're coming into, you know, coming out of spring and coming into the summer time frame, actually, area, if people are going to be, you know, with Father's Day coming up and so forth, wanting to reconnect with people or having some sad feelings and not wanting to reconnect with people. So this is an opportune time for people to learn and kind of, I don't say learn, but just hear what the Creator has to say and learning how to deal with forgiving and forgiveness.
Exactly. And one of the things that I've noticed with a lot of the people that I work with is a lot of them don't know how to or what it feels like to be able to forgive or to be able to receive forgiveness, because everybody else is all caught up in their own stuff, and it gets to be too much on their inside, so they throw it out at the nearest available target, which might happen to be you. So after receiving all this stuff, you start taking it into yourself. And then you start becoming resentful because you know it's not yours on a subconscious level. So, and you just don't know how to get rid of it. So, and that leads us to the forgiving part. So, for everybody who's listening, and anybody who listens to this after the podcast, the energy is still going to be there. If you would like to know how to, what it feels like to have Creator's perspective, understanding, and truth on forgiveness, just say yes out loud right now. And if you would like to have Creator's perspective, understanding, and truth on what it feels like to be forgiving, just say yes out loud. So, we got that part done. And also, here's a good one, that you're worthy and deserving of being forgiving and of receiving forgiveness. If that's okay, say yes out loud.
Ooh. That one was kind of deep.
Yeah, it can be.
Well, no, I'm just saying that I felt that one. I could almost, like, I was, you know, definitely feeling that one. That one really dug down deep in me.
Also, one of the other things that you need to remember in doing that forgiving work and that forgiveness work is, number one, yourself. Even though we feel that we may have been a target, even though we feel that we may have been on the short end of the stick, to put it very gently, forgiving ourselves for our part in that energy is extremely important. You know, we may not have caused it, but for some reason the universe decided to just put us into this mix where we may have been in a really, really challenging situation or on the receiving end of some not-so-good behavior. And, you know, hey, so we have to forgive ourselves. Not saying that what we did was wrong, not saying that we said, okay, universe, I want to have it in space. It's just saying, okay, I know that my part, my energy played a part in this, so I'm just going to forgive myself first. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that is very definite for a lot of people out there. They sometimes they don't realize that just simply letting or allowing people's energy into your life, you subconsciously allow this process to start. So this is a good way, like what we're going through right now, where everybody can just say yes to this and just go with the feeling and just learn to forgive yourself. This will be awesome for everybody listening.
Okay. So, I mean, and this can go, this can work with anybody in your life. It can work, you know, with your parents. It can work with ex-infant partners. It could work with people that you were connected with before that just for some reason it didn't work out. You know, it can go for anybody or anything at any time. You know, but allowing yourself to forgive yourself for that energy, it not only frees you up, but it also frees them up. So they can go on and continue to do whatever they do, you know? You don't have to forget the behavior because we're often given these experiences to show us how to keep ourselves safe. But it doesn't mean you have to continue to, and I hate to use the word, but hate that other person. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
So,
Jennifer, I have a quick question.
Yes.
What if the person that, let's say a listener out there is having some issues with somebody that they completely cut the cords with or cut out of their life, and they just, like you said, they haven't, you know, one of the most things that I commonly hear that people have holding them down is that H word, hate, you know, or that, you know, they cannot forgive somebody. What if they have no way of having connection with this person like for years? You know, can this step that you're doing right now help this person? Or what if actually the person that they have problems with passed away already? Would this help them through the process?
Yes. That process can help if you haven't talked to the person in years, if the person that you've had issues with has crossed over, you know, it can help in any situation. You don't have to go up to the person and say, listen, I forgive me and I forgive you. What, you know, if you're having a moment where you would really like to do this, you can actually bring that person up in your mind. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a face-to-face physical connection. You can bring them up in your mind and say, listen, I forgive you and I forgive myself, and do whatever you need to do. You can, with me, I found that it worked really, really well. If I shook the person's hand in my meditation, I shook their hand or I gave them a hug, and then I just turn and walk away. Very easy process. That knowing of forgiveness that Creator just gave everybody is really the first step. Because if you don't know what it feels like to be forgiven, and you don't, you have no idea, because you've never experienced it before. Or you don't really know what forgiving someone really feels like, this is going to help you do that. Okay. Got it?
Yes.
Cassandra, what's the question? I can hear it.
What?
She's like, what? Cassandra really likes the theta energy. She's just listening out over there.
They both know this firsthand because, yeah. I think there's a good thing there was a chair when I did my first theta training. I have fallen out of it.
No, it's okay. One of the, and I know this isn't theta, but it in addition to using any theta work that we do on the show here today. There's also an exercise called Ho'oponopono. Are you guys familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
I am not.
Ho'oponopono, a Hawaiian healing blessing. You say the person's name. You say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. And thank you. Those four phrases. When I first started doing Theta, it was really good for clearing all that stuff out. But I felt that I needed this little extra push. And when I started doing the Ho'oponopono with the Theta, I found some incredible changes. And, I mean, if it's one person and you have to say it numerous times, oh, yeah, go ahead, do it. Because the more you say it, the more healing is directed at that person and at the situation or at the incident, you know, whatever it is. My own personal experience with that was that when doing the Theta and adding the Ho'oponopono to it, I'm going to be real honest here. My ex-husband and I had a really, really staticky relationship after a divorce. Last for about 7 years. I started doing the Ho'oponopono along with the Theta. The relationship actually started improving. It got better and better and better. And I can actually now go down to his house, knock on the door, open the door. Hey, how's it going? Oh, it's going fine. What's going on with you? Da, 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 da. And we're actually really good friends. And that's something that we never had before, even before we were married. So it does work.
Awesome.
Those four phrases. I didn't
Could
hear
you spell
way.
That, Jennifer?
Oh, geez, you're going to ask me. I'm going to have to look it up on the internet now.
Well, no, I'm just saying that because maybe somebody's going to want to, who are listening out there, is going to want to look it up so they can maybe learn the procedure themselves or really, you know, give me the precise enunciation and be working on this on their own.
It's Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono. Okay. And the very first video that I saw regarding Ho'oponopono, the gentleman that was narrating it was telling this really incredible story about how he had gone to this mental, he was put in charge of this psychiatric ward where all 90% of the patients were locked up. They couldn't be let out. They were violent, you know. He started doing it every day, every single day. And eventually the section that he was in charge of began to calm down considerably. That 90% of the people that needed to be restrained or otherwise confined dropped to about 30%. I mean, these were very violent offenders, the ones that were, like, way out there. So, again, it does work. So,
very good. So I want to remind everybody who's listening, if you would like to listen by phone, the number is 323-843-6064. We actually have some callers that are live on the air right now. If you would like an opportunity to express with us how you've experienced Theta healing with Jennifer Farley, how you can use some help with forgiveness or forgiving right now, please by all means press 1 so we can pull you live on the air. And I'm going to let Jennifer continue until I see those phone lines light up.
I would love to be able to talk to somebody. That would be awesome. Okay. Let's see, where else are we going here? One of the questions that I get a lot is that a lot of people out there have experienced really, really traumatic childhood stuff that has really messed with their head. They've come through really well from back then to now, but it really affects a lot of how they operate the relationship, affects a lot how they navigate through their world and their perception of the world as well. Working on the forgiveness of that and forgiving yourself can also clear up that energy to where you can actually make room to start moving all of that icky stuff up and out.
Okay.
For those of you who experienced traumatic childhood instances, Creator would like to show you how to and what it feels like to use the exercises of forgiving and forgiveness in a way that is safe and comfortable and gentle for you in working through some of the issues that you may have, so you can get to be into a more clear space in your continue your healing process. If that is okay, please say yes out loud right now. And for some reason, I'm picking up on one or two people out there who don't feel as if they are important enough to be forgiven. And I'm being told very specifically to say to you that, yes, you are. You are very, very important. And you are important enough to be forgiven. And with your permission, we can have Creator show you that in a way that works in your highest and best for the highest and best. All you have to do is say yes out loud right now, and it was yours.
Yes.
And yes, and worthy and deserving of that too. If that's okay, say yes. One of the other things that goes along with the forgiving and forgiveness is unconditional love. And it's another one of those things that not a lot of us have had a chance to experience in our lifetime. You know, there always seems to feel like there's something attached to it. I will love you if you're good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, live in the right house, drive the right car. Ugh. Going really old school on your hair. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. Ask and ye shall receive. You don't have to be anything except what you are right now to receive unconditional love from the Creator. So for those of you who would like to experience what that is, to know that you're worthy and deserving of it, that you can experience it and give it, please say yes out loud now. Is it you?
Yes.
Excuse me. One of the most profound things that I noticed when I was doing my own forgiveness work was that I actually started liking myself. And that's a huge thing for a lot of people, getting to a point where it's like, oh, okay, I can like myself. The next step to liking yourself is loving yourself. And that also does a great deal in helping you move forward into that forgiving space. So if you'd like to know how to and what it feels like to be able to love yourself just as you are, please say yes out loud in this.
Yes.
Okay. So either of you have any questions so far?
I'm asking the chat room right now.
Ah. I'm watching the chat room right now, too.
Oh. It's nice to see that we have so many callers, but it's interesting that nobody pressed one. That's pretty cool, though.
Yes. I was noticing all of the people in the in the chat room. They're all Susie, so they must be listening.
Okay. So we have a caller that's raised their hand. We're going to pull them live on the air.
Okay.
347, we have your name and location, and you're talking live with Jennifer.
Hi, my name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York. And my question is, I just really need help with love and career. The current job that I have is really not good. It's stressing me out. It's someone there that...
I'm sorry, Tanika. We are only doing questions in regards to Theta Healing tonight, and the show is completely about forgiveness and forgiving. So I invite you to please call back on another night, possibly next week. We'll be having a regular free reading show. This tonight is solely about Theta Healing. So I hope you have a good evening. Sorry about that.
No, no worries. It's all good. Well, you know, she was talking about there was somebody in her office, you know, for whatever reason, the energy in there has been created. So it has been created by her and this other person. You know, and the first thing is you want to go, no, I didn't do that. You know, that person's the bitch. That person's the asshole. Excuse my French. Well, the energy is what it is because we create it. So one of the things that she might want to do is sit back and say, okay, what part is my energy playing? Take a big deep breath. Forgive herself for that and then forgive the other person. And one of the things that adds a little cherry to the top of that sundae is to start sending unconditional love to that person. You don't necessarily have to like the person. Being really honest here, you don't have to like that person. But if you can get to a point where you recognize that divine spark, that soul that's within that person, then you can send unconditional love to that soul. And the energy of the situation will shift. I've done this many times. Done it many times, and it works every single time.
Jennifer, we have an actual question from the chat room. Ruth asks, does this apply to cutting cords as well as ending soul contracts?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. But remember that if you're cutting cords, it's like the fish hook on the end of a line. Okay? You can cut that fish hook all you want, but if that hook is still, if you cut that fishing line all you want, but if that hook is still there, then there's something to tie into again, and that cord can reestablish itself. So in doing that forgiveness work, yes, by all means, cut those cords and those soul contracts if you so choose in a way that works in your highest and best for the highest and best. Okay? Because there's a little joke in the Theta Healing world. Yeah, you want to win the lottery. Or you want to have $1 million, but you don't want to lose the use of your legs. You know, get into a motor vehicle accident, you're paralyzed from the waist down, you have your $1 million. So whenever you're doing these things, it's always in the highest and best for the highest and best. So, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to...
All right.
I would like to remind everybody that we are going into archives in about 30 seconds. If you want to be listening live as we're continuing on, 323-843-6064. You do not need to press 1. You can stay listening on the phone. You can press 1 to talk live with Jennifer. Otherwise, for those of you who are leaving us, we will see you next week. And we're going to continue on, though, in archives. Have a good night, those who are leaving us. All right. So,
okay.
Ruth in the chat room says yes, that makes sense to her.
Okay, wonderful. Glad to be of assistance. So, let's see what else. in the course of doing the forgiving and the forgiveness work, you may notice some not so good feelings coming up in yourself. And I've had this happen to me. I don't know if Ruby or Cassandra's had it happen to them. Ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yes. Yeah. That happens, okay? That could be guilt. It could be shame. It could be anger at yourself. And all of those things are very, very normal reactions. Again, it's good to go back into that feeling and say, okay, why am I having this reaction to this? This is supposed to be good stuff. Why am I having this negative reaction? And the first and most human response to it is, I don't know. Okay, leave me alone. Don't, just let me be right now. It takes a couple of really deep breaths. Okay, so why is this feeling coming up now? I'm supposed to be doing something good for myself and doing something good for other people. And the answer will come in, it may not always be gentle, but you can ask it to be given to you in a very gentle way. But sometimes those really icky feelings need to come up, be addressed, and then you can release them. Now, the cool thing about this is when you have those icky feelings coming up during the course of the work, it's good to remember that all of those icky feelings have kept you really safe for a very long time. So they deserve to be honored just as much as any other emotion like joy or happiness or love, anything. They deserve to be honored because they did keep you safe for a really long time. So, again, you can say, thank you very much. I appreciate what you've shown me. Thank you for keeping me safe. But it's time for you to go now. And if you need a little bit of help, you can say, Creator, come in and help me release this. That would be great. And just let Creator take it from me. Okay. If everybody would like to learn how to do that now, all you have to do is say yes out loud, and you will receive it. Ooh, that one felt good. Wow. So, ladies, do you have any questions?
Actually, yes, I do. I wanted to touch base for some people who are listening that might not have experience with Theta or having a Theta healing done on them before, or listener out there who's actually participated in tonight's session and actually said yes to anything. Maybe they're feeling higher vibration of energy or feeling a little bit lethargic or tired. Can you explain that energy to them so they will understand what they're going through?
Okay. Yes, I can do that. when you're working with a Theta healing practitioner or in a situation like that, those tingles, those waves of energy, sometimes you feel itchy on the top of your head, you know, you may feel vibrations through your body. That is just the Creator's energy moving through you and giving you those things that you may not have had before, but in a really safe and easy and gentle way. And that's your body's signal of saying, okay, yes, I am receiving this. The movement of that energy is just, ooh, okay. Does that make sense?
No, it does. Very much so. I just wanted to make sure that people understand that are listening that even in archives, yes, you could still be going through this process, you know, just because this might be pre-recorded for you or even if it's live, you know, as long as you said yes as she was going through the process, this will work for you. And just you could understand those feelings that you're feeling are actually kind of, I guess you could say, little paper clips holding you or telling you, hey, see, this is highlight, this is what it is, this is what you're going through.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. And I find it really, really interesting is that when I'm teaching a class, and we're doing downloads in the class. That's what they're called, is they're called downloads. When you're getting a how-to or what it feels like from Creator, we call those downloads, because essentially your brain is just a big computer. To see the reactions on people's faces and how different each person interprets that. And the reason why that is because it's a very, very personalized experience. You know, you could be sitting right next to somebody and they could be feeling the same download in two completely different ways. Like, Cassandra, how do you usually feel with the downloads?
I get very floaty.
I'm sorry, what?
I get floaty.
Yes.
Like when it's sitting on an inner tube and just kind of going, wee.
Yes, how about you, Ruby?
I myself have that rise and fall feeling, and then I start to get very, very tired, very, very relaxed, very, very, I guess you could say powers of persuasion really start to really kick in on me.
Mhm. Yep, there you go. So if you happen to be experiencing a floaty feeling, if you're listening to the show, and if this includes in the archives, if you're listening to the show and you're feeling floaty and it's not feeling very comfortable to you, or you prefer to be a little bit more grounded, just say yes right now and Creator will give that to you. Thank you. So also, one of the last things that I would like to mention is that in doing this forgiving and forgiveness work, it's very, very important to be very kind to yourself. Because a lot of us have got, you know, a lot of us get into that cycle of where we beat ourselves up. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, what if I would have done this differently or that differently? You know, it is what it is. Be very gentle with yourself. If you have a child that's not having a very good day, do you sit down and start screaming at them and say, snap out of it? No. You talk to them very gently, treat them very gently. You do kind things for them. And in doing this forgiving work and giving work, Creator always wants you to be very, very kind to yourself, because some of it can be very challenging. And in essence, you're nurturing your inner child when you're doing this work. So, you know, treat yourself as if you would treat a kid that's having a not so good day. The other thing that I would really, really recommend, drinking a lot more water. If you're like me, you don't drink nearly enough water, so you've got to start drinking the water. Because when you do this work, sometimes it releases some toxins in your system, and the best way to flush that out is with water. So up your water intake when you're doing your forgiveness work and your forgiving work. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Is there
Thank
anything
you, Jennifer,
else you'd like to cover?
Actually, no. I think that pretty much covers what, you know, the area that we were, you know, looking forward to tonight. And I love the fact that you went into self forgiveness for people, because that's really a tough thing for people to go through. And for those of you out there, I would like to extend an invitation for you to go to Facebook, and you can go to Theta Healing by Jennifer Farley. And you could actually follow her on her Facebook page and be able to set up an appointment with her privately. So you can have, you feel like you liked what you felt today and you want to have more further work done, you know, this woman can really help you get to those little problems or those little hidden cracks and many, you know, that you cannot find within yourself. She has a really good digging session. I have to be admitting that I wasn't very happy with you on our first digging session, but I will definitely always promote you because it worked. So for everybody out there, definitely check her out. If you are not on Facebook, you can go to www.nopr.info. Jennifer, do you have a private email that people can contact you at?
Yes. It's Jennifer Farley, the number one, at hotmail.com.
So we covered three directions how they can reach you. What did you say? Oh, I said that. So we covered three different directions that they can, you know, reach out to get hold of you personally. And then also just a reminder, everybody, that Jennifer will be back in 1 month and we'll be having another topic where you can actually be submitting between now and then some ideas for the next show in regards to theta healing. And there's no topic that's too small and no topic that's too large that we will not tackle. Thanks again, Jennifer, for coming tonight. Thank you, Cassandra, for joining with us tonight and being a wonderful co-host. And I hope everybody has has a wonderful evening. And Cassandra, definitely slipped down softly and easily tonight.
Yes, I was noticing that. She's like,
oh, goodness. Well, everybody have a wonderful evening and have a happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Cassandra. Happy Mother's Day, Jennifer. And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Have a good night.
Yes, you too.